Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I want to talk about something that's on my mind. And have you ever read the book Blue Highways? Blue Highways. It's by William Leistheat Moon. William Leistheat Moon, his father's name... His father's name was William Leistheat Moon. His grandfather's name was William Heat Moon, and he's William Leistheat Moon. Trogdon is his last name. He wrote a book called Blue Highways. I read it 30 years ago, and so many things in it that I still remember. One of the things was what his grandfather taught him. He said it's what he taught him about worry, about worrying. His grandfather said to him, some things don't have to be remembered. They remember themselves. And boy, howdy, when you're a small business owner, you know about that, don't you? You got things that are always like payroll. Payroll is never very far out of your mind. Cash flow, making sure you got enough money in the bank, that's never very far out of your mind, right? Things like that. Those are things that remember themselves. We're justified, aren't we, in worrying about our small businesses? But sometimes we waste emotional energy worrying about things over which we have little or no control. We can have an impact on cash flow. We can have an impact on payroll, right? But some things we can't control. Or we worry about things that aren't likely to happen. Those are some of the killers. There's a movie I want to ask you if you've seen. Bowfinger. Eddie Murphy played Bowfinger, right? In the movie Bowfinger, he played a character named Kit Ramsey. Remember that? An action movie star who was also famous for being a pathological worrier. This character leads a frightened and miserable life because he worries about strange things that would never happen. His greatest worry was being captured and killed and eaten by space aliens. He also worried about being crushed by a gigantic foot or that his body would just burst into flames, right? That's pretty silly stuff, huh? Well, watching Murphy play this unstable character is hilarious. Of course, Eddie Murphy's crazy and funny anyway. But that character was really funny. But it's not funny or silly when you and I worry about things like that. Things like Ramsey's obsessions that will probably never happen. So here's some things to think about. Instead of aliens, how much do you stress out about your business being killed and eaten by the dreaded internet competition? Right? A lot of Main Street small businesses are wringing their hands over that. Well, stop obsessing about the online competitors. First, you should be an online competitor yourself. That's the best way to fight competition is to get in there and be a competitor yourself. There's no excuse for anybody not having an online presence. So why don't you be somebody else's worry? Why don't you put some pressure on other people with your own online presence? Don't get rid of your traditional Main Street storefront. I don't want you to do that if you have one. We need those. We like those. But there's no reason why you can't also have an online presence with your business. So be an online competitor yourself. Second, without a fixed base, online-only competitors may have what customers need, but you have something more powerful. You know what customers want because you have conversations with them. And knowing what customers want is more powerful than having what they need. Here's another thing to do. Instead of being stepped on by a giant foot, do you obsess about being squashed by one of the big boxes? Well, In the age of the customer, prospects often rule you in or out before they know how much you charge. That's right. But never mind whether you're cheaper or more expensive than a big box, or they're cheaper than you. They may disregard you before they even know what your prices are. That's what happens in the age of the customer. What's happening? You can establish a level of relevance with prospects and customers in your small business that no big box can do, because they continue to focus first on being competitive. And you know, because you know me, and I talk about this in my book, The Age of the Customer, you know that so much of the decision to do business with a company is made before competitiveness ever comes into play. Big boxes can't do that as well as you can. So don't worry about that. Instead of bursting into flames, do you wake up in the night obsessing that your business might go up in smoke if customers abandon you? Well, in the age of the customer, you actually should obsess about customer expectations. If there's one thing I want you to get obsessive about, if there's one thing I want you to wring your hands over and do something about, is learning about customer expectations. This is the two things that are driving the age of the customer, my friends, is relevance and expectations. Because otherwise, if you don't meet a customer's expectations, they won't really leave you. So you think that's good news, they won't leave you? No, it is not good news, because they won't leave you, you'll just become irrelevant. And when I say they won't leave you, they won't consciously leave you. They won't say, I'm not going to do business with them anymore. They'll just go away because you became irrelevant to them. So instead of living a frightened and miserable life like Kit Ramsey, put that energy into performing so well on these levels that any competitor would be hard-pressed to take away your customers. Build relationships with customers to the degree that when something they want pops into their heads, as Trogdon's grandfather, his Osage Indian grandfather, might have told him, so that your company remembers itself. Do things so well that when customers think about what you sell, a product or a service that you sell, your company remembers itself. So don't live a frightened and miserable life, my friends. Replace worry with action and performance. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I promise. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.